Frank Clifford works in a basement cubicle surrounded by screens and old VHS equipment. His job is to play tapes on a VCR, one at a time, then use software to record them onto a computer. The library started getting these tapes in the 1980s from culturally significant people in the arts, like Nobel Prize-winning poet Joseph Brodsky. Clifford says most of them have been sitting unwatched in storage for more than 20 years. He never knows what he's going to see.
Anything's possible. I could show you something very strange.
Clifford plays a video art project he found a few weeks ago by puppeteer Tony Geis.
Why eat Mrs. Thatcher?
Well, she's chewy.
She squeaks. She squeaks when you bite into her.
It looks like a nightmare version of the Muppets. Most of the time, this job doesn't faze Clifford, but sometimes...
There are some that get to be kind of weird. There's some avant-garde artists that have just really bizarre repeating videos and sounds and stuff, and it's just like, oh, God.
Because VHS tapes only last about 50 years, Clifford says in a decade, many won't be playable at all. He says there's no way of knowing how many valuable VHS tapes are at risk out in the world.
Oh yeah, there's lots. You go to any tag sale and you'll see probably hundreds of tapes of children's shows to exercise videos. But how many people shot their kids growing up with VHS tapes?
Clifford says if those people don't convert their home movies to a digital format, all those moments will be lost forever. The library expects to finish converting these tapes by late 2016 and plans to make them available to watch on its website. Davis Donovan, WSHU News.